This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, everyone. Welcome along back. It's Betting Weekly Game Bet Match. It's the number one tennis betting podcast and YouTube show with me, Nigel Seeley, your host, Sean Calvert, our senior ATP Tour handicapper over in Madrid for the Madrid 1000. Brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Good afternoon. A couple of great days. Winning tips galore, Sean. Things are looking good. We're turning it around. Looking good.
Yeah, I mean, the official players won. The one official player had won today, didn't it? Very easily, actually. Much easier than I had even hoped for. A little bit unlucky on the Instagram pic. I'm still seething about that Sebastian Baez serving for the set at 5-4. And obviously not serving it out. That would have been a lovely 4.8 winner, but I think Rory's been the man today, hasn't he? He's produced all sorts on the Instagram pics.
Yeah, great content from Rory and Sean over on the Instagram page. If you haven't followed it, make sure you follow our socials at Because We Win on Instagram and also on Twitter. The guys are producing some brilliant content over there in Madrid. It's fantastic. We're going to come on to Rory and you in a minute. Your sort of weird part, you know, your sort of day today. Yeah. But before we come on to that a little bit, a couple of things. The big pointer for me today. Rory mentioned earlier that he thought the conditions were quite slow. Mm. I know we've been talking about fast conditions and players that you want to be with big servers at altitude. Are you having a little bit of a rethink, or you might not go as early as what Rory's saying? He said it's 61% of holes, which is down a lot from last year on the women's side. I don't know what's the conditions in the men's side.
I haven't seen the stats yet, but I mean, to me, yeah, this probably is a little bit slower because it's not as hot. It was like 30-odd degrees last year. Mm. Yeah, and the balls were flying through. Probably a little bit slower, but I would certainly not call it slow by any means. You know, if you've got, he's watching the WTA, it's a bit different, but you know, if you've got a big, you don't get many big serves in the WTA, but if you've got a big serve here, it'll still take you a fair way. You can hit winners on this court. It's not a court you can't hit winners on. You can be aggressive. You can come to the net if you want. I wouldn't call it slow conditions. Slower maybe is what he meant. He was here last year. I obviously wasn't, but for me, it probably is slightly slower than last year, but not slow for me, no.
Well, the other thing I want to mention to you today, Carlos Alcaraz, we said he was an injury concern. Didn't look very injured today, 1-6-2-6-1 in very impressive form today.
He had a sleeve on, didn't he? He had a big old sleeve on that arm, from what
I
see.
But it was an impressive performance. I mean, Shevchenko, we questioned his sort of commitment sometimes in tennis matches, but he was clearly second best today against Alcaraz, 6-2-6-1 the winner. First of all, what did you think? Is that something we should take a note of, or should we still be very happy to sort of take him on in his section?
I think given his physical state, he's still worth taking on. I mean, if you forget about the injury, you would probably expect him, all things considered, to beat Shevchenko by that sort of scoreline here in Madrid. You wouldn't expect Shevchenko. He's not really got the defensive capabilities to roll with someone like Alcaraz on this surface for too long. So not a massive surprise that he won that easily. I would be, if I was in the Alcaraz camp, I'd just be concerned about how his arm holds up after today. You know, it could well be the case that he's still carrying that injury. He may not be able to go that much further in the tournament. We don't know. So yeah, I'm still happy to take him on.
Yep, Alcaraz did win 6-2. What was the crowd like today? I saw the posts and all. Absolutely packed. You wouldn't have been happy. You wouldn't have stuck around for Alcaraz with all those kids around, surely.
Well, I haven't got tickets for that court anyway. But yesterday when I came in, I got off the tube, walked down, I wouldn't say walked straight in, but I walked almost straight in, and I had to queue for maybe 10 minutes or something like that at the most, 5 or 10 minutes. Today, everyone that's been to Madrid will know how you get there on the public transport. You just get off and it's just straight down a hill. Once you hit the bottom of that hill today, the queue was snaking round, and it took a good sort of half hour, 40 minutes for me to get in. That's why I wasn't there for the very start of play. I was hoping to watch Marijan against Serendola from the start, but I only got in kind of right at the end of the first set because there was so many people there. I'll be honest with you, I'm not looking not looking forward to tomorrow.
It's going to be crazy. Nadal playing tomorrow.
Probably. No, in my luck, he'll probably be on the exact time that I want to go on or something. But yeah, I would imagine it's going to be I would guess a lot of people took the day off with it being a Friday today. I can imagine it's going to be absolutely packed tomorrow. So yeah, we'll see how long I stick it out for tomorrow.
Finally, you met Rory today.
And
the brief was to take a picture. Send us.
I didn't get that brief.
Well, the brief was to send a picture, post it on Twitter, post it on Instagram.
But you told Rory. You didn't tell me.
The two of you have had an unbelievable day. You've had your official pick win. So you've obviously cashed. Rory said, I think 5 out of 5 on the Instagram account.
I think that's what he said. Yeah,
something like that. You know, he's had a great day tipping winners. Mm-hmm. So I thought you'd both be having a San Miguel after the day at tennis.
Well, we will, but not yet. Success. In a bit. I've got work to do.
You took a picture of the two of you on the underground train.
I didn't take that. He took that. We were on the train. What's all that about? I'll tell you. We were on the tube on the way back, and after about one stop, Rory said, "Oh, Nigel's texted me, and he says he wants a photograph." So I was like, "Okay." So he did it there and then.
Didn't you think we should just go off to like a nice little background Madrid? Let's go for a little nice little bar. The weather's signing. You could have been anywhere in the world on an underground train. What's going on?
The impression that I got was that you wanted it ASAP. So we did it ASAP on the train. I mean, I'm not able, because I'm doing the show, and obviously I've got to come back from the tennis and do the numbers and all that and then do the show. So I wouldn't have had the pick that you want until quite a lot later. People can look at it later. Don't worry.
6 hours at the tennis between the two of you. You could have met at a gate. You could have taken a picture.
He didn't tell me until we'd already left. We'd already left by the time he said Nigel wants a picture. So, you know.
You're both out there. You're both in Madrid. I thought myself on an underground train. Come on.
He's doing the
WTA. I'd rather a $1 bus picture.
Well, that can be arranged, probably. He lives out west, I think he said. Maybe he'll get the bus back. I don't know.
He's definitely in the Wild West, that's for sure.
I don't know. He just told me you wanted a picture there and then, so we did it there and then. Wow. And if you want one with a bit more of a scenic backdrop.
I want a picture of you two tonight.
You still want it?
Having a bit. Yes, I want to see you having a wild night. You're out this evening, Rory. Where are you heading?
Wild night. I think, do you really think that's likely? Wild.
You never know. The quiet ones are always the ones you have to be aware of.
But you've known him very much longer than I have. And I've known him about 6 hours, and I don't think he's a wild night kind of guy, to be honest.
Well, anyway, we'll see. And I would like a picture of you have a toast in your success today with a nice beer, a nice San Miguel, a nice sangria.
His expression doesn't change, does it, much?
No, but
he's had 5 winners, and he didn't. There was no change in his expression, really.
I thought with 5 winners, you'd be getting a nice limo back, champagne in the back seat, cruising to your apartments.
Well, that was up to him. He had the winners, so that was kind of on him.
But it wasn't to be. A picture of the pair of you on an underground train. Come on.
It was a nice
come on. The listeners and the subscribers deserve better than that. Anyway, let's move on.
They'll get better than that later, don't worry.
You're there tomorrow. You're in action tomorrow. It's your final day in Madrid tomorrow. And if you want to follow Sean's craziness with Rory, it's available at the Instagram account at Because We Win, across our social media account. Pictures of very various underground trains, the two of them on buses,
statue or something.
Public transport across Madrid. You want to see it? This is the place to go. Anyway, we're also the place to go for winning picks, and that's what we're here to give. We're here to give winning picks, and we have 4 matches for you tomorrow. And we're going to start off with a match that when I looked at it, I looked again and looked again and looked again. I couldn't believe the odds on this match. And I'm glad that Sean pointed it out. It's Felix Auger-Aliassime, who comes through a bit of a struggle in round one. He's up against Adrian Mannarino, who's seeded, remember this, hasn't played for a bit of a while, isn't in the greatest of form. But Felix Auger-Aliassime here is -670 to win this match. Yes, you're hearing that right. He is -670. He did come through for Nishiokai, but he lost the first set. And really, Nishiokai had chances to beat him. He didn't play at all well, really. He's -670. Mannarino is +475. The spread is 5.5. Monstrous 5.5. -103 for Felix, giving up 5.5. +5.5 for Mannarino is -124. And the total here is looking at this again, 19.5. Over is -117. Under is -109. They met once before, and it was in 2023 in Cincinnati. Mannarino won that match 6-4, 6-4. So the over would have cashed very closely, very marginal. But in that match, Felix, when he was in arguably a lot better form than he is now, was a -180 favourite. Now, we know that Mannarino isn't the best on clay, which is fair to say. Mm-hmm. But really, is he a... Is Felix a minus 670 favourite to win this match?
Well, he is, but he shouldn't be.
How can he possibly? What's the argument to make him minus 670 here?
I think the argument is more about Mannarino being useless on clay. And that is true to a certain extent. Yeah. But things are different now. He's seeded. He's going to be a little bit less likely to roll over quite so easily. And the conditions here generally, maybe not tomorrow, but generally this would probably be the clay court event he would be the best at, Mannarino, in terms of the court speed and the general conditions, the speed of the conditions. But he's had some terrible draws in Mannarino. He doesn't have a very good record, but look at the players who he's faced here in Madrid. Alcaraz, Tsitsipas, David Ferrer, Echeverry, Schwartzman, Isner, Lajovic and Klizan. He's faced all them in Madrid. I mean, that's one of the reasons why his record here is poor. You know, he's never likely to beat any of those on clay, but Felix against left-handers generally isn't a good matchup for the Canadian. As I mentioned when we talked about the Nishioka match, you know, there's always an error likely to come from that backhand wing. Going back to Mannarino, he tends to start well on the clay, particularly here in Madrid. And then once he's lost the first set, he does tend to give up a little bit. So that's probably where that total's coming from. I think the layers are expecting maybe a competitive first set, and then Mannarino, he's not playing, is he? Is he back in the game?
Dan Marino.
Mannarino. To fade away. He's been bageled a couple of times. He does sort of lose a bit of belief and a bit of interest when he goes a set down on clay. So that's probably where the total comes from. But the opening sets, he's been competitive here. 6-4 against Alcaraz, 6-4 against Echeverry, 6-4 against Lajovic in the opening sets at this tournament. You know, and he's going to fancy this. He's beaten Felix, as you said, in straight sets in Cincinnati last summer. Look at what Felix has done versus left-handers on clay at main level. He's 5-8 win-loss in his career. Should have been 4-8, really, but he just about got away with one against Martyra in Munich last week. He should have lost that one, ended up winning it. So it's not a great matchup for Felix. It's a terrible price. I mean, I would be terrified if I would have backed Felix at that price. It's atrocious. I think over 9.5 games in set one is a pretty cheap option here. 2.38 plus 138 at BetRivers that this set goes more than 9 games, which Mannarino has done here against the likes of Alcaraz, Echeverry, Lajovic, etc. You know, with all due respect to Felix, he's not those guys on clay. And as you said, bit of a struggle against another lefty, Nishioka. You might argue that match against the lefty on clay will set him up nicely for this match against the lefty on clay, but I couldn't trust Felix. I mean, I would be going over games in set one here. I think that's a decent price with BetRivers, this.
Plus 138 over 9.5. That's the kind of price you want to be over 10.5. Over 10.5 is plus 335. And a tiebreak, plus 650. I mean, all those are really, really interesting prices. I like the total here, over 19.5 at minus 117. Just keep it very simple. A tiebreak in the match, you want to go that over half a tiebreak in the match, or one tiebreak at the very minimum is plus 245. And remember, this match starts very early. Again, someone corrected me. It wasn't 4 a.m. start, it was 5 a.m. start. So it's 5 a.m. Eastern time that these matches start tomorrow in Madrid. But that looks a very, very, very low price for Felix Auger-Aliassime at minus 670. And anyway, you can get with Mannarino in some kind of capacity. We like that a lot. The total games, is that in set one, is that our official pick?
I was just going to go with a lean on that one. I'm concerned about Mannarino. I'm slightly concerned about the conditions. It's going to rain tonight here and in the morning. So it's going to be slow. But Felix, you wouldn't have thought would like that either. There's one I prefer later for an official play, but that's a pretty strong lean. I think that price is very cheap, plus 138, about over 9.5 games. Having said that, Mannarino will probably win it 6-3 now.
Well, I mean, it's a value. We think it's a value play at plus 138,
but yeah,
6-3. I mean, it just seems a very, very low price when you consider the last meeting was minus 180, now it's minus 670.
It's to do with Mannarino
is higher in the world rankings.
It's to do with his supposed ineptitude on clay, but here in Madrid, it could be different.
But also, you're playing an opponent who hasn't got any clay form either, so it levels itself out slightly. I think minus 670 he probably will win, and he probably more than likely will win, but minus 670. There's got to be some derivative markets that BetRivers offer over the 29 different markets on this match that give us some value. Moving on to the next match, an all-Italian affair. It's the Australian Open champion, number one seed, Jannik Sinner. He had no points to defend this. He didn't play in this tournament last year, so he's got a three run at it. He's up against Lorenzo Sonego. And despite Sinner being a very heavy favorite, he's minus 2,500. It's 2,500. So you have to put $2,500 on Yannick Sinner to win $100. Sonego is plus 1,200. So he's $100 on him will win you $1,200. The line on the total here is exactly the same as the Phoenix match, and the line on the handicap is exactly the same as the Phoenix match, despite one being minus 2,500 and one was minus 670. Minus 5.5 Sinner is even money, it's plus 100. Plus 5.5 for Sonego is minus 125. He's the marginal favourite on the spread. The total, again, as I said, is minus is over and under 19.5 with over minus 121 and under minus 106. An all-Italian affair, it's going to be, Sinner's going to have, one thing I've noticed is that when these Italians play, they have a huge support. I don't know if it's the same over in Madrid, but they have a huge amount of support, like a football crowd. It's insane how much support there. And Sinner has he's a very likable character. And when they've met before, they've met four times before, and Sinego hasn't even got hasn't got a look in. They met four times last year, it was 4-0 to Sinner, and Sonego only won one set, which was on the grass in Halle. Sinner's a very heavy favourite here. I can't see much value in Sinner myself, but you would expect him to win. But can Sonego make it competitive?
I think he can to start with. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Sinner started this match pretty slowly. He's quite inexperienced here, Sinner. As you said, he didn't play last year. Got beat by Popirin here in 2021. Very nearly got beat by Tommy Paul the year later, 2022. Was eventually beaten very easily by Felix. So he's very inexperienced here. He's yet to win an opening set of a completed match here in fewer than 10 games. And this is a similar sort of way that I'm looking at the Mannarino one. Over 9.5 games when I looked earlier on the Bet Rivers website, 1.91. And three of Sinner's four opening sets versus Sonego have gone over 9.5 games. This is the kind of situation for me where Sonego is at his best, i.e., there's no pressure on him. He's not expected to win. He's not expected to do much, really, against Sinner. And he can have a free swing, which is what Sonego's good at. You know, you put him in a pressure situation where he's odds on at home in Italy and he'll probably crumble. But here, he can have a go. And, you know, this is not that easy for Sinner just to come in to conditions that are tricky. You know, we've seen a lot of players struggle earlier on. He might well win this match comfortably, but just short of evens about this game, this first set going over 9.5 games. I think that's where I'll be going here. I think these prices on Sinner they're just too short now.
Yeah, they put them in the parlays, and the parlays add up, and the favourites keep winning and getting through to the latter stages, and the books are running a little bit scared of the parlays. Talking of parlays, I remember there's a Net Gains daily parlay boost. Score more value on your tennis parlay each day with the Bet Rivers Net Gains Profit Boost. Log in every day to claim your profit boost for a tennis parlay, then make your tennis parlay of at least three legs. Each leg must have odds of minus 150 or longer. Depending on your loyalty level, you'll get a boost of at least 25% and as much as 50%. See the Bet Rivers app for more details and grab your parlay boost. So Bet Rivers are boosting up that parlay. Sinner, I can imagine, being in very many people's parlays. And remember, we don't know who you're to play yet. 5 a.m, these matches will start. And remember, if you do bet on the Bet Rivers website, you can bet live and watch live with Bet Rivers. So there's the light lean there, over 9.5 in both sets, Felix and both matches, Felix and Mannarino, and over Sinner and Sonego. I don't think that's an official play because I think, don't know what your official play is, but I think it comes in the next match we're speaking about here, because the man who was cashing tickets for us in round one was Pedro Cachin, who beat Offner at a lovely price here for us in the end of that really terrible losing run. Hadn't won a match in 2024, but these are his conditions. This is his courts. These are his playing at altitude in these conditions is where he plays. He's up against Francis Tiafoe, who's making his clay court appearance in Europe, first appearance in Europe, his debut this year. And they met last year here in Madrid. Cachin won 6-1, 7-6. This time around, the odds are very different from when they met. Cachin here is now plus 175 to win this match. TFO is minus 220. I have got no idea why TFO is minus 220. The spread is 2.5. Minus 2.5 for TFO, minus 121. Cachin plus 2.5 is even money. And the total here is 22.5 with over minus 118 and under -108. Now, Sean, we cashed with Cashin in the last round, and he played really well. You were there courtside.
Yeah.
When they met last year, believe it or not, TFO was -$3 to win this match. Mm-hmm. He's now -220, but Cashin, has he got that sort of pressure off his back now? He's ended that route and he can go on a winning run, because these conditions will suit the Argentinian, surely.
Yeah, it's much too short for TFO. I'm happy to go in again with Cashin. I think he still looks good value, very good value, in fact, at +175 to beat a guy who he beat in exactly the same conditions last year, albeit, yes, it was quicker last year, but you would have thought that would probably favour TFO. You would have thought slightly slower would potentially favour Cashin. You know, TFO's, he's not got a lot going for him here at this price. He's not played since Houston, so he hasn't played any matches on the European clay this year. Not entirely sure why he chose not to play any matches after Houston. He played Houston, got to the final there, hasn't played since. I don't know whether he's injured or just didn't fancy it, which is quite possible. You know, he's had an awful sort of 6-8 months or so, TFO. And Cashin's got to be buzzing, hasn't he? He's lost 15 matches in a row. He's come back to somewhere where he knows the conditions very well. He knows he's effective, got a straight sets win under his belt. There's no statistical reason why TFO is this short, other than Cashin's awful sort of run that he's had over the last few months. If you look at the last 12 months as a whole on clay at main level, the service points won and return points won totals are exactly the same, even though Cashin's had that very poor run. Both of them are on 101. If you look at the numbers that Cashin has produced in Madrid, admittedly, it's only like five matches or something, but his service points won and return points won total is 109 here. And he wins something like 62% of his second serve points at the main draw of this tournament. TFO, by comparison, in the six matches he's played here, has a total of 97. So he's certainly not been effective at the Madrid Masters. Looking slightly more into that head-to-head that you referred to, Cashin won 20% more second serve points in that match last year than TFO did. Now you're taking away much of TFO's potency with the conditions being a little bit slower. So I can't see any reason not to be quite interested in this Cashin price, +175. TFO is way, way too short for me.
So where's the best way? Just the money line plus
175? Cashin, just Cashin +175, yeah.
Is that the official play?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it would be. I mean, I like the 2.5 as well. I like sometimes when you like the money line at +175, I'm one of these people who just go all in on everything. I go all in on the money line.
It's tempting to go the handicap, try and be a bit safe, but that can go wrong on the clay.
Well, especially with Cashin, you could quite easily have a blip and lose a set, given sort of the way he's been playing at the moment, and probably he's going to be a little bit flaky in his mindset, you know, with the winnings. He was quite nervy, wasn't he, when he was serving out to win the match? He was courtside, but, you know, I think it's a wrong price, +175.
It is.
I really do.
There's nothing to like about that price at all. It's just a price, I guess, to have people back in TFO that don't really know his current form, maybe don't know what happened last year, and just think, oh, TFO, I've never heard of this other guy, Cashin. And maybe that's that sort of idea that people just think they're going to put TFO in parlays or whatever, but it's a dreadful price, whichever way you look at it.
Big Foe is always a very, very popular bet with BetRivers as well. He's probably one of the most popular tennis the American players on the tennis scene in men's and women's as well. And he's usually a public play, and we want to swim against the tide. That's one thing we do on this show. We try to swim against the tide. And I think Cashin here at +175 on a bit of a run, one win in the year, got that sort of off his back now that he's been on that losing run, and now he's going to show his potential. +175 is a big price, and I guarantee you that will not be +175 by the time these two take the court, which we predict the earliest will be 5 a.m. tomorrow. Head across to the BetRivers website to see all the latest odds on that match. For over 30 different markets available as we speak now. The final match is Grigor Dimitrov against Mensik. Look at these odds here. Grigor Dimitrov is the favourite, -305. Mensik is +235. The spread is 3.5, -114 for Dimitrov, -3.5. +3.5 for Mensik is -112. And the total here is 22.5. You would probably expect that 22.5 to it's justified for that one to be quite high, because this one does look a matchup that could go the distance. Dimitrov came through, last time he played was in Monte Carlo against Holger Rune. He got beaten round 16. Mensik come through in a decent match against Hanferman. Players that probably aren't suited by conditions here, but Dimitrov is a heavy favourite, -305. He's been a great run of form at the moment, but clay's never been the service for him, has it?
he can perform on it, but you would think from a Dimitrov point of view that he would prefer conditions to be quicker. Yeah, you would certainly argue more effective on hard and grass. But, you know, this feels like a tough opener for Dimitrov. And he's got a fairly storied history of struggling to adapt to the Madrid conditions, like a lot of other people have as well. Dimitrov's gone over 10 and a half games in set one of his first match in Madrid, 5 of the last 7 times. And he's played at least one tiebreak in 6 of his last 7 opening matches in Madrid. The one exception being a match that went to 3 sets and had a 7-5 set rather than 7-6. So he's had to go the scenic route in his opening match in Madrid numerous times in recent past. Given that Mensik's got some pretty heavy weapons on serve and off the ground, and this is a first career meeting as well. I mean, Dimitrov's obviously never played him before, probably hasn't seen him that often, certainly hasn't shared a court with him professionally, competitively. So again, the over 10 and a half games in set one, that looks a big price to me, plus 210. We bet Rivers about Dimitrov taking, once again, a long time in his opening set as he struggles to adapt to the conditions. Or maybe take the over half a tiebreak at plus 128. But generally speaking, it's a clearer option to go with the first set while they kind of get used to each other's game and while Dimitrov gets used to the conditions. Because remember, he hasn't played a match here. Mensik has played yesterday in that match against Hanfman. Played pretty well, in all fairness, considering that Mensik hasn't played since Miami due to injury. Came back, played decent against Hanfman. Should have won it slightly easier than he did. But I'm expecting this to be a test for Dimitrov. So overs again, set one overs, over 10 and a half games, plus 210 at BetRivers. That looks like where I would be heading in this one.
It's a familiar theme for Saturday's matches. The first set being competitive. Felix Auger-Aliassime against Manarino, Sinner, Sonego, Dimitrov, Mensik. Our leans for the first set overs, 9.5 is the lines with most of those matches head across the BetRivers website. Nice prices, plus money on all those sort of matches there for 9.5 or 10.5. And then we got our main pick, Kachin against TFO. Like the $1 bus, they wait all day and then two come along. Kachin's wins are what they're going to be like here. And at plus 175, that is our official pick for tomorrow against France's TFO. Public play, the American support behind Big Foe might not be justified on these conditions here over in Madrid on the clay. Remember, there's 3 ways to follow us here on Betting Weekly Game Bet Match. You can then subscribe to our YouTube channel, Betting Weekly Studios. Please give us a subscribe, give us a like, give us a review. Any questions you have, please put in the comment box below and we're happy to answer those. Tell your friends as well. You can follow everything there. You can follow Sean and Rory Giovanni's wild night tonight in Madrid, Friday night in Madrid. It's all going to go off on
it's
our...
Just text me. It's just text me a link to some restaurant or other. I think it's an Indian by the look of it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll find out in a minute.
There you go. It's an Indian restaurant. I bet your table's booked for 6:15, something like that. You know, you'll be in bed by 9.
He seems to be suggesting that we go there straight away. I'm not sure about this, but I'll keep people informed because I know they're absolutely fascinated about what's happening this evening.
If you want to see that mild night, that will be worth watching. You can follow their night on Instagram at Because We Win and follow all our action on social medias. The guys, I think Rory is heading back to the UK tomorrow, but Sean will be in his final day in Madrid tomorrow. And if you're not following the Instagram account, you must follow because the exclusive content on there, the winners that the guys are putting up in play has been fantastic this week. A huge amount of new subscribers. So thank you very much from followers for everyone on our socials. And don't forget, you can download this podcast, Betting Weekly Game Bet Match, on your preferred podcast provider. And also remember, head across to the Bet Rivers website. You've got that parlay boost. So anything you like on the show, have it on the parlay and we can boost that price up for you on the parlay boost. Sean, you're going to have to go out. You're going to have to go out for a shower. You have to get ready. You're going to have to be out tonight, mate.
I've done all that.
Are you going to be all right in the morning? You'll be okay for the morning? You'll be up?
I think I'll be all right, yeah. I think we'll see about sort of 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, but I'm sure I'll be absolutely fine, yeah.
Listen, you have a flight to get on tomorrow. I don't want you having any of those dodgy curries out there.
I don't have a flight to get. The Rory does.
Oh, so is it Sunday your flight? Oh,
I'm flying back Sunday. Yeah.
Be careful with your curry. You are staying in the arsehole, so just be very careful with your curry this evening.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
All right, that's it for this week on Betting Weekly Game Bet Match. We're back next week when Sean arrives back in the UK. We'll be looking at the conclusion of the tournament here in Madrid, and we'll be keeping you across all the best bets as the tournament comes to the latter stages. Don't forget the Instagram account and the Twitter account at Because We Win. Lots of great content, lots of great picks on there. Enjoy your final couple of days in Madrid, Sean, and we'll catch up with you back. Take care.